T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from here in the KNSS studios. Finally, 2 weeks in a row. Holy cow. You'd think, I'm hardly used to being back in studio. Thrilled to be back in studio live. Happy you joined us this evening here at Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thank you for joining us this evening. Hope you had a good weekend. If you'd like to give us a call, our studio lines are open as always. You can reach us. Call us at 316-869-1330 tonight. We're going to give you a preview of the upcoming 2021 legislative session, which begins tomorrow morning with Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr., who will be with us a little later this hour. Heritage Foundation expert Hans von Spakowski is going to walk us through their election fraud database that now tops over 1,300 verified cases of voter fraud. Gee, Dave, I thought there was no voter fraud. They keep seeing there's no such thing as voter fraud. Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute is going to try to explain, get this, why 120 Kansas school districts lost students but nevertheless added employees last year. Yeah, that sounds like good fiscal management. Yeah, not. We'll get an update on the pending lawsuit over whether the state of Kansas should have to pay businesses shut down by the government due to COVID. Whether or not they should have to be, let's say made whole by the state, from Ryan Krieghauser, who's the attorney handling the case. And we'll review 2020's worst examples of media bias with Jeff Dickens from Newsbusters. And all of that will also include you guys giving us a call, 316-869-1330. But before we get started tonight, let me address what happened on Wednesday. I'm going to start out by saying this: riots and violence are unacceptable, period. I think we could all agree with that. Whether the perpetrators are BLM activists, rowdy soccer fans, you know, Antifa nuts, or Trump supporters, it doesn't matter. It was wrong. It was wrong last summer. It's wrong last week. Those who broke the law at the nation's capital should be punished. Likewise, so should those who looted stores and burned buildings and occupied blocks of downtown Seattle last summer. Period. What's also wrong, however, is the double standard we're seeing in the media coverage of these events, and the double standard we're hearing from the left. All throughout last year's riots, the left and their allies in the media excused the looters and rioters, calling them peaceful protesters or frustrated or even patriots. The left often pandered to these folks, turned a blind eye, sympathized with them. But hey, don't take my word for
it. Now, too many see the protests as the problem. No, the problem is what forced your fellow citizens to take to the streets. Persistent and poisonous inequities and injustice. And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful? Excuse me? Polite and peaceful. These people are absolutely insane to equate polite and peaceful. And again, this isn't me. This is not me saying this. This is them saying this.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Before I end, that's my call to action here. Please don't just come here today and then go home. Go to the Hill today. Get up and please get up in the face of some Congress people.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
So anyway, I think that we owe the American people to be there for them, for their financial security, respecting the dignity and worth of every person in our country. And if there's some collateral damage for some others who do not share our view, well, so be it.
If there's collateral damage for those who don't share our views, so be it. Oh, okay. No big deal. I've thought about blowing up the White House. However, those who were engaged in this week's violence are being called domestic terrorists, anarchists, and insurrectionists. After excusing and ignoring riots from leftists all throughout 2020, Democrats and their allies in the media are now all of a sudden ready to condemn riots now that the turmoil has shifted to fit their narrative. Let us not forget what our nation's capital looked like at the beginning of the summer when buildings and churches were on fire in downtown Washington, D.C., including one right in front of the White House. Most Democrats and the media shrugged it off as, quote-unquote, mostly peaceful. Incoming Vice President Kamala Harris encouraged her supporters last summer to donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which provided bail money to the militant anarchists facing charges for setting fire to Minneapolis. In response to anarchists taking over a six-block area of her downtown Seattle city, Mayor Jenny Durkan tweeted, quote, "Seattle is fine. Don't be afraid of democracy," unquote. They never called BLM or Antifa terrorists when they lit cities across our country on fire last summer. But now, everyone associated or even who supports our president is a terrorist and an insurrectionist. And the media is just as bad. MSNBC's Ali Vesey famously stood in front of a liquor store burning behind him in Minneapolis and called the riots surrounding the camera crew, quote, mostly peaceful protesters. Not, generally speaking, unruly, unquote. While a store behind him was engulfed in flames. Heck, the Democrats went through their entire online convention without condemning the epidemic of left-wing violence that engulfed the nation for months. But then again, if you talk to Democrats, that's not even violence.
I think, one, we need to be really careful with our language. Yes, it is disturbing to see property being destroyed. It is disturbing to see people taking property from stores. But these are things. And violence is when an agent of the state kneels on a man's neck until all of the life is leached out of his body. Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence. I mean, any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property. But these
I've heard enough of this.
These are
crackpots.
People who have
okay,
protested.
So it wasn't violent last summer. It wasn't terrorism last summer. Heck, in many cases, it wasn't even a crime last summer, but it was last Wednesday. You see the double standard here, folks. My point is that it's all simple. This is very simple. It's very easy to understand this. The vast majority of the people who demonstrated in the nation's capital on Wednesday were peaceful, patriotic Americans legally exercising their rights. The vast majority of these patriots had legitimate concerns about an election that even 17% of Democrats believe was fraudulent. However, there were some that got out of hand, that committed crimes, and they should be held to account. This election, however, has been an eye-opening event as to the degree of election corruption and the lack of measures to investigate and resolve the election controversies. And we should be honest about the protests and the election. And until we're honest with each other, nothing is going to change. What must happen now is legislators need to take action to ensure the integrity of future elections so this never happens again. We'll take a quick break, and then Heritage Foundation expert Hans von Spakowski is going to walk us through their election. Speaking of election fraud, he's going to walk us through their database. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.